This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pro-democracy protesters demonstrated in heavy rain in Bangkok Saturday after Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha survived a no-confidence vote in parliament. More than 300 demonstrators marched in central Bangkok's main shopping mall district despite the bad weather. Ahead of the rally, police used shipping containers to block major routes to the city park that had been advertised as a rallying point. There was heavy police presence across the downtown area, including riot police and a water cannon truck. This week, Thai lawmakers debated an opposition-instigated censure motion about the government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and economic management. Saturday was the third no-confidence motion vote since the 2019 election. The sluggish rollout of Thailand's vaccination program and financial pain from pandemic restrictions has heaped political pressure on Prayut's government. The country's also reeling from its worst economic performance since the 1997 Asian financial crisis, as well as a deadly third wave of coronavirus infections. Thailand has seen total case numbers top more than 1.2 million, with more than 12,000 deaths. Fresh fighting was reported Saturday between the Taliban and resistance forces in Afghanistan's Panjshir Valley, even as the hardline Islamists finalize a new government. Celebratory gunfire rang out in the capital overnight as rumors spread that the valley had fallen, but the Taliban made no official claim of victory on Saturday. The emergency hospital in Kabul said two people were killed and 20 wounded in the fighting. The Taliban tweeted a stern admonishment, warning its fighters to stop. This is VOA News.